The upcoming mayor's conference has been talked about in the press a lot recently, and you were quoted in a memo to Mayor Bauman that the budget for security is going to go up from $92,000 to $670,000. I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, it's obviously a little bit more complicated than the question that you raised. $92,000 was put in our budget pre-9/11, and let me say for the record that I know that we're going to have a safe and really positive meeting with the mayors when they come to town. But there is always that possibility that we would be able to be faced with a situation where we would be able to bring officers and equipment to a place in a hurry. The additional funds for me was the whole notion that I don't want to wait until something happens and try to put this apparatus together. If I need more radios, I need cars, how then do I go get those? We're trying to put those things in place. And if we don't need them, obviously we'll take the money, we'll take the equipment, and we'll return it. And we've already made those arrangements. So our meeting was just really to kind of clarify, I need to have the resources to be able to take a credit card or to take a voucher someplace to some place that I've already got set up with a vendor, that if I need some stuff, I don't want to go through a whole bunch of steps, because when I need it right there. So that really was the issue. And of course, if this thing goes really, really bad, I don't have a clue as to, you know, how much it would cost. What I'm trying to do is not put the city, its citizens, or our police officers or the protesters, if there are any, in harm's way. So we're hoping for the best, but of course you plan for the worst. The city of Washington, D.C., for the 4 days that they had the monetary fund demonstrations, Chief Ramsey spent $5 million. To do that and made no arrests. I mean, that's great for the no arrests, and obviously a lot of money has been spent. We don't want to do that, but certainly if faced with the possibility of having to do that, we want to be able to let people know that we can respond to the challenge, if that is indeed. But I'm going to be walking the line. I'm going to move downtown for those 5 days, and I'll be here every day and every night to make sure that our officers feel comfortable. If they have to engage somebody, we will cooperate for the most part with people who are peaceful and who are demonstrating for things that they really believe in.
Now, there are two points that concern me. One is that the Monona Terrace and the Memorial Union and other areas of the city are going to be closed to the public for the duration of the meetings. And two, that the bulk of the $670,000 will come from public funds when there's an already $1 billion shortfall in the state budget and shared revenues.
Well, I'm not sure. Again, I think when you're quoting from newspapers, quote with some accuracy, and what we did was project numbers that we thought could possibly be that amount of money that could be spent. The mayor has assured us that she's going back out to do some additional fundraising in order to put that money that she raised in escrow that would be geared around security. But remember that we may not need this money to start with. Now, I know that the Monona Terrace is going to be shut down for those 4 days. My responsibility as public safety director is that there's no way that I can secure that building with 300 mayors in it if it is open to the public. Now, it'll be the first time it's ever happened. I'm not aware that during the 4 days the union or something else is going to be closed down. That information I don't have, but I know specifically that we've asked that Monona Terrace be closed down.
Now, one of the groups you mentioned that you had... Okay, last question. One of the groups you mentioned that might be coming is the violent anarchists in the memo to Sue Bauman, and I have looked at all of the websites of the organizing groups, Cities for People and Creative People's Resistance, and nowhere in any of those websites is there any indication that violent anarchists will be arriving in Madison. I was just wondering where you got that information.
Let me ask you a question. When did you look at their websites?
Pretty much every week for the past 3 months.
When did you look at it for the past 3 months? Okay. Well, that's certainly a little bit shorter than when we've been doing it. But keep in mind, we have more information than you do. I don't want to blow this out of proportion. What I said to you is that there is a promotion to try to get people here who identify themselves as anarchists, who has said that there's a convention going on in Canada where Madison is right on the way. I would hope that they come in like any other group, protest whatever it is they want to protest, and then be on their way. Do I know how many are coming? No, I don't. But as I'm planning with the best information that I have. I mean, you view the website, but your responsibility is not public safety. Mine is.
My responsibility is public safety because I'm part of the public, and I consider...
You're not going to be out there directing traffic or doing anything else. I will be doing that, and so will every uniformed officer who will be on our force. So I would want you, if you were going to participate or if you were there, to be peaceful and let people come in, because we our values say that we encourage protests, because that's what the city of Madison as the capital of Wisconsin has been based on, is protests. But at the same time, a person who lives here, whether it's you or anybody else, really has the right to feel secure in the city, whether it's these 4 days or any of the other 300 plus days out of the year. And we're walking a line here to really be cooperative, and yet at the same time say that, you know, we want to make sure that other people are safe. So you're not law enforcement, so you have no responsibilities at all to ensure public safety. We do, so I'm not going to debate that with you.
I guess the concern that I had was that in a short article, mainly speaking of the public funding issue, using the term violent anarchist seemed inflammatory and incorrect. When, if you look at the websites, if you had provided the websites, it might give people, the general public, more information to meet the protest.
You're right. Yeah, but I didn't do that, did I? And that memo actually was to the mayor. So I crafted it with the information that I had, and I believe that the information that I sent to her was accurate. And you're right, yeah, I guess I could have done that, but I didn't do it. But that page is turned now.
Would you be willing to recant the phrase that
no.
violent...
No, I'm not. I'm standing by my memo. There's really no need to do that. I sent the memo, and for all the recanting that is possible, the memo stands on itself, so I'm not going to play games that way.
I'm just concerned that using the term violent anarchist...
Time. That's it. I'm done. So you got a whole radio show there.
All right. Thank you, okay. Chief Lyons.